Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. HARPFest, presented annually by the University of Nevada Reno School of Music, gets underway on Friday with a concert at 7:30 p.m. at UNR's Nightingale Concert Hall. Overseeing HARPFest is harpist Marina Rosnatovsky-Oster. She teaches at the University of Nevada, Reno, is the principal harpist for the Reno Phil, Reno Chamber Orchestra, and Tahoe Symphony, and was featured in the KNCJ Biggest Little Concert Series a few months ago.
For a while, it's been called Harps Plus, and that was kind of capturing the idea, but it's a celebration. So I decided that HARPFest is a better name for it. But it's been going on for about 16 years annually. And you will hear some solo pieces for harp. You will hear some chamber music involving harp. And you will hear a very festive harp ensemble collection of pieces that happens usually at the end of the program. We have a really good group of 25 harpists this time, including some that travel from far away to be able to participate in it. And we have other guests, artists, cellist, conductor, violinist, we have dancers, we have pianists, we have percussionists, just so much wonderful stuff. And it's just so exciting to see it all coming together. We've had a lot of fun.
Along with all the music, HARPFest also encourages the audience to dress up.
We started doing that a couple years ago, and it was so much fun that we thought, you know what, why not? Let's do some sort of dress-up theme every year. So the theme is nature. If you've seen the posters, you might have seen myself presented in a very mermaid-y shape. And that perhaps is a hint, but it's not all about mermaids. I would encourage people to dress up even if they're not a child. Yes, the inner child idea is where it all started. And really, anything. Dress up in the context of dress up, like wear a tuxedo or an evening dress, if you like, or dress up in whatever costume or whatever you feel like that day. And come prepared, because there will be scrumptious harp and nature-themed treats and all kinds of goodies that are related to our concert theme that can be purchased outside in the hall. And there will be some face painting before the concert, perhaps also during the intermission. So if people want to bring the little ones or just have fun with that, I encourage them to come at least half an hour before the concert.
With her teaching and all those concerts, including HARPFest, she manages to keep very busy.
It keeps life so interesting and so full. And every moment that I ever have thinking, oh, gosh, I should take a break next year or do something, then it quickly turns around to going, no. Show must go on. Art is beautiful and so fulfilling and enriching. And I just can't imagine my life without sharing this with my students, with my close ones, with the community.
Marina Rosnatovsky-Oster. HARPFest is this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at UNR's Nightingale Concert Hall. events.unr.edu for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans and cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.